Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Marshall Tucker bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We have a great visit with Olala Njinga and John Harrison. Olala is the author of the author of 37 What Were They Thinking Moments in Marketing. John is the author of Making Mammon Serve You. Olala is a marketing expert. Her company is devoted to helping small businesses get their best foot forward in the marketplace. John is an ordained minister and a certified financial planner, and his business is helping people with their investments and their finances. They've joined us today, though, for the purpose of helping us celebrate and talk about Black History. And so thank you guys for doing that. John, I'll let John wrap up the last segment. I'll let you start again off this time. We talked in the previous segment about how things, the three of us basically said a lot of progress has been made. And In terms of the way we treat each other, the way the race relations are, I really think that there is among regular folks, meaning not the people who are in the business of trying to find a problem. But Olala, what are some things that if you could, as a Black American, and as a Black American woman business owner, if you could, if you could make some adjustments, if you could tweak some things, and I mean on both sides of the debate, or not debate, both sides of the issue of the race relations, what would you do?
Okay, well, let me start with the one side first, I guess, because I do have a lot of white friends, a lot of white colleagues, and so I'll start there, which is stop being surprised. You know, when you hear an educated, articulate Black person who's, you know, spent some time on personal development, professional development.
Do you really see that a lot?
Oh, yeah.
That surprises me.
Well,
it's 2015, for God's sake.
Well, I guess you might be surprised by some of the things that people will end a sentence with.
Yeah.
The words like, "Why? I'm so surprised that you live there or you do that.
Wow.
And you had the opportunity to do that.
My goodness.
And you know, you almost don't know how to take it.
I'm disappointed to hear that.
Well, you asked about areas of improvement.
Yeah, yeah. No,
so
I'm
here. You go.
I'm glad you're laying it out. No, you're the sounding board. You're the receptacle of this kind of stuff. John, what do you think about that particular issue?
I think it certainly happens, and I think that some of the fault for that comes from both sides. And the reason is, I think America as a whole is still encouraged to think of minority groups as a group rather than individual people. And just as you have a wide spectrum of individuals from every walk of life, you have a wide spectrum of individual circumstances, achievements, histories among Black folks. And I think what has changed now is that whereas in the past most of the problems were institutionalized problems and the solutions were institutional, I think today more of the problems are individualized and so are the solutions.
Mm-hmm.
I think that tomorrow's sort of Black history heroes are not necessarily the orators or the spokespeople who will lead mass movements, but the individuals who will be good examples for a handful of other individuals.
Right.
It's interesting to me that there's a Census Bureau statistic from the period 2002 to 2007 that says the number of Black-owned businesses grew in that period 60.5% to 1.9 million, which was triple the national growth rate of 18% at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then back in 2007, they were worth $137.5 billion in annual revenue.
Wow.
I think those are where the people who will be driving these changes that finally get people to stop thinking of us as a big monolithic group.
And, John, when you make payroll, Black, white, or polka dot, when you make payroll, you have more, you have different priorities than walking around with your feelings on your sleeve, don't you? One way or the other. You know what I mean? Your issues, the things you're passionate about, are different than anything race, black or white.
Absolutely. Your feelings about many things change. I mean, yeah. I grew up in a household that was about as liberal as could be, mm-hmm. and would likely have been very politically liberal myself. But when you run a business and start creating revenue and realize that in some quarters the solution to everything is tax successful people more,
right.
your feelings on those issues start to change.
Right.
And as that happens, as the group becomes less monolithic because its experience is mm-hmm. less monolithic, I think that's where the next really big right. leap of progress
what
comes
from. What do you think, Alala?
Absolutely. I mean, I think John really knocked it out of the park there. And that experience that I shared with you, it may exist in certain pockets, but I think there's a collective thought about blacks, and it's really to kind of break up that collective thinking and really see individual contributions
right.
and stop being surprised.
You know what surprise? You know what my surprise is when I hear a person like Ben Carson, Dr. Ben Carson, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. and people like that, irrespective of their political. When I hear them accomplishing what they've accomplished and the way they you know, literally an international success. And I look at some black, some people in the black community who don't, I'm surprised if those parents don't say, look at that, be like that. That's what surprises me.
Yeah.
You see my point?
Absolutely.
Instead of helping them buy rap music.
That's, well, I think we're still struggling for more black leadership.
I want to talk about that. I want to talk about black leadership when we come back. That's an excellent place to stop and then to start when we come back. Stay with us. 10 till.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.